no one gives a fuck. And everyone gives a fuck.
Between us, last time I went, I missed the red carpet.
Josh O'Connor. So I can be like, you freaked it in Challengers.
I think I would describe it as the Carnival of the Animals.
That might be a first, a Met Gala first.
Crystal dress jacket.
Godly metal hands over my breasts.
I was just climbing some stairs and hoping for the best.
Rihanna, I'm sorry, were you asking me something?
Can I just ask?
Shut up, Evan.
I'm curious.
Could you shut up, Evan?
One thing I was thinking about.
Shut up, Evan.
So there are some rumors out there.
Evan, shut up!
Is it okay if I just ask?
Shut up, Evan.
Okay, but can I just...
Shut up, Evan.
I didn't even say anything. On today's very special episode of Shut Up, Evan, I am teaming with Loewe to give you an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the preparations hours ahead of the 2024 Met Gala, including the final fittings, as well as interviews with the celebs they're dressing, who include, drumroll please, Ariana Grande, Josh O'Connor, Greta Lee, Jonathan Bailey, Jamie Dornan, Ayo Edebiri, Dan Levy, Omar Apollo, and Allison Oliver. You'll also hear from Loewe creative director Jonathan Anderson and stylist Danielle Goldberg. I've been covering the Met Gala for over a decade in various capacities. I've been on the red carpet for a few, in the basement of the museum with the press corps for others, and some have been in the comfort of my own home, the good old days. And what I love most about the Met Gala, besides the celebs, of course, is the intentional and explicit nature of celebrating glamour. And what I love about this year's Met Gala is my proximity. I cannot overstate just how unprecedented such access to this talent is. And on such a big day, when the nerves are high and the stakes are even higher, they even let me go on the bus over with the talent. It's truly just insane. But enough preamble. Let's get inside.
Are we recording? Okay. So we have just entered into the lobby of the Carlyle Hotel, which is where quite a lot of talent is staying, as you can hear them milling about right now. So we're just waiting for someone to come down, let us up, because it is very hard getting elevator access at the moment. So as soon as someone comes down, we're gonna go upstairs. We're going to take a look at some of the fittings.
First up, Ariana Grande. I'm walking into her room right now to witness her final fitting and to sit down and chat.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good luck. It's hard in there. Don't get hurt.
Yeah, stunning. It's truly so great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. I took my glasses. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. We have a plan.
Fun. Can my crew like hang over there?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
It's informal.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. Whose meat tray in there?
That's me.
Do you want it here?
Backing on it. No, I don't want any more of it. I don't even look at it anymore.
I'm like the biggest Loewe fan in the world.
Great, that works out well for this podcast.
Yeah, we are kind of like the two biggest Loewe fans.
I agree.
In the world.
Just to set up the scenario right now, I just walked in and had to lift my jaw up off the floor.
You're sweet.
It's still down, but it's coming back up slowly. How would you describe this look?
I would describe it as two things. I think I would say it's a little subtle kiss to Glinda and the Wicked Press Tour that is to come, because I think the opalescence of it is very, to me, reminiscent of a bubble. Just everything is bubble to me. I'm just sort of like, wicked, wicked, wicked. It's also giving June baby. That's my birthstone is pearl. But I think I would describe it. You asked me to describe it, not go on a long tangent. Describe it as like the little oysters in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
The mother oyster. She's very wise. She's a lot wiser than her children, who are eager to go with these men who clearly want to eat them. But she says, the sea is nice. Take my advice and stay right here. I think it's giving her the survivor mother of pearl who emerges from the sea and was not eaten. But she's now, yeah, on her own, which is emotional. It's if she escaped that near-death encounter and emerged and had to attend a ball, and on the way she was like, oh, I found these on my way out and just threw them on, you know?
I do know. It's my understanding this is your second ever Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of lore around the Met Gala. I mean, as someone who's covered the Met Gala for over a decade, I don't even really know a ton about the Met Gala, having never been inside. For someone that has no idea what the Met Gala is, how would you explain it?
In general, it's just kind of a a grown-up dress-up party for artists and people that you've seen make art, whether it's singers or actors or fashion designers or models or, you know, people who love art and whose life is making art. It's an opportunity to collaborate with other people who love making art, brilliant designers. So we're all just sort of like players playing a role in a big, fun, theatrical evening. And then you just get inside and it's like, well, we did it. What now? And we just hang out and you say hi, you meet some people. There's a meal and there's a performance and then that's really it. But in my opinion, that's kind of the point, and it's all to benefit the Met and the Costume Institute. I love watching from home. That's
me
the
too.
Thing. I've only been once and I'm excited to go again. I used to get very nervous, but I feel very excited.
What a wonderful thing, though, to hear that this thing that had previously made you anxious is something you're really excited about this go round. And I think that's just like such a lovely thing to have the opportunity to revisit a scenario again later in life with a new perspective.
I love it. I love art and I love opportunities to be creative. So, and especially opportunities to collaborate with other creative people that I love so much. I am the biggest Loewe fan. My mom and I, our whole Christmas was themed Loewe. And it was funny because she was like, what theme are you going for this year? And I was like, Mommy, you're the one who does themes, but I am getting a lot of Loewe. And she was like, that's my theme. And I was like, well, they're going to be hearing from us a lot then, I guess. And I was going to tell them when I met the team the first time. And they were like, oh, we know about the Christmas. And I was like, okay, great. Everyone has really beautiful energy that works at Loewe and on my team as well. Like, it's very important to have amazing people around who love what they do and are equally as excited about it as the next person, you know. So to have wonderful energy is always a huge, huge relief when you're working on something that's so high stakes. And I just have found it to be so enjoyable and happy and fun and giggly. And it's been lovely. And I think we're making something so special and it feels so right.
Giggly is imperative.
Yeah.
You're meeting all of these icons, not just in the celebrity space, but, you know, in politics, athletes. I imagine it's an anxious time. What do you do to stay calm?
It's high stakes for all parties involved. So it's like we're all just people trying to make stuff. So hi, like I'm going to make a bad joke and give a hug and we're going to be in it together and have a great time. I love meeting people. I love making friends. I love talking to people. And literally every single person who's involved in something like this, from the people you meet at the dinner to the designers who designed it, to the tailors who did the tailoring, to the stylists, to the photographers who are there trying desperately to get your eye contact on the thing. We all just, I think seeing through that lens calms me so much, because it's just like we're all in it together, you know, not to be whatever, but it just feels humanizing to remember everyone cares as much.
So the Met Gala, to me, I feel like it's quintessentially New York. It takes place here, and there's just something very New York-y about it. It's all of these celebrities descending upon the city. You are a newer New York City resident.
Yes.
And I remember when you were first moving here and just exploring the city. What is it that you love about this city now as a resident, as opposed to someone who used to come here and visit?
Right. I mean, I love it so much. And the energy of New York is absolutely unmatched. And I think there's an awareness in New York that you can't really find anywhere else. Everyone in New York has this like unapologetic nature and this openness and this like, oh yeah, this is what I'm here. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to see. I want to be an artist. I want to be this. Whereas I feel like when you go anywhere else, they're kind of pretending they don't really care about it as much. But New Yorkers really care. And they've got a good sense of humor. And we're all like equally afraid of the same things at the same time. You know what I mean? And it's also so free and fun. And no one gives a fuck here. And everyone gives a fuck the same way.
Yes, and.
Can I ask for your answer?
What do I love about New York?
I want to know more about what you love about New York, because I feel like we love all the same things.
Well, what you were speaking to, I totally agree with. I think there's an eagerness about New Yorkers and a purpose, right?
Yes.
I feel like this is a place where people are very purpose-driven in why they've come here to prove something to themselves or to the world.
It's more honest. New York is honest.
Yes, yes.
Demands human connection.
Which is what we seek.
Yes, which is what we seek.
Yes. Okay, veering back to the Met Gala.
Sorry.
No. I enjoy it.
Been 4 hours.
I enjoy it.
You're on your third question.
If you were in charge of the Met Gala theme, and this is interesting because it's like...
I'm sitting up.
Some themes are designer-based. This is always one of my fascinations with the Met Gala. You have themes where it's like the theme is Chanel, the theme is Galliano. But then you get sort of more esoteric themes, the Catholic Church, for instance. So let's veer off of the designer thing, because I think we're agreed. If we're doing a designer theme, we're sticking with Loewe. Mm-hmm. But if we were to go, yeah, more in that esoteric lens... Where are you at?
I feel like death.
Okay.
Or like the afterlife, or like, or haunting, like something that veers on like horror,
okay.
But not horror.
I like this. Okay.
Because that word allows for too much gore, and I don't need everyone covered
Terrifier.
In blood. No, I literally mean life and death. Like ghosts-ish acceptable. Paranormal acceptable.
Okay.
Not zombie. No. I mean like, where do we go from here? It could really lend itself to some really emotional pieces, and it's a little spooky.
It's funny. Whenever you and I are talking about horror films, I always go back to Terrifier. It always pops into my head.
I know, but for some reason. I have so many screenshots of him on my phone, because every time I pass it, I'm like, I need to watch that, and I take a picture.
Don't need to watch it. Did you watch it?
Doug, no. Absolutely not.
For some reason.
And Ethan definitely has not
seen it. Are you near or not a horror movie? But I just like, there's something about Terrifier. I don't know why I correlate it with you. I think because when you and I were talking about horror movies once, it was like right after I'd seen it or something. I don't know. And he stays in my mind.
But do you understand that I love and like am so deeply honored and moved that you think of me when you see him? That's the nicest thing anyone could ever say to me. Please Google him.
So scary.
The Terrifier.
Terrifier. Yes. Back to the Met Gala. If you had two extra tickets to the Met Gala, which famous folks would you want to offer them up to?
Oh my God.
Yeah, go weird.
I mean, how could I not? It's us. I want to sit with Victor Garber, the cast of Titanic, who hasn't been.
And like, I feel like...
I also have weird... No, go on.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like you and I, we would want some Coolidge representation.
Yeah, we would, of course. But hasn't she been?
No.
Wait, that's why I didn't say.
No, it's crazy.
Well, Jennifer, obviously. And I mean, Catherine has probably been. Catherine O'Hara.
I don't know if she's been.
Why hasn't she been?
That's a problem.
Has Eugene Levy been?
I don't think so.
Has Elizabeth Berkley been? Has Gina Gershon been?
I don't know. So basically what we need is to round up the casts of Waiting for Guffman
Show
and Showgirls.
And Titanic.
And Titanic. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Parker Posey has to come.
Oh my God.
Kathy Bates. She's at the head of the table.
Yes.
Victor
Garber.
And Elizabeth and Gina. First name basis.
Can I tell you a quick little Parker Posey aside? So I was at Coolidge's Halloween party this past year. The fabulous Parker Posey was there, dressed as Cinderella, before the ball. So we walk over together. I'm super excited because I'm walking over to this party with Parker Posey. And throughout the night, I'm like looking over and Parker's on the dance floor and she's sweeping on the dance floor. And I go over to her. It must be 2 a.m. at this point. I'm like, Parker, what are you doing? She's in character.
I'm dying.
And she tells me, she's like, I have to finish sweeping, you know?
That's mood. That makes me so happy. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Closing out, did you attend your high school prom or any other social dances?
Oh my God, no. The closest thing I had to middle school or high school experiences was being in a show on Nickelodeon that takes place in a high school.
Fair.
We had a prom episode.
Okay.
I think we had 2, actually. No, one was a prom and one was a cowwow.
Close. I'm going to throw one non-Met related question in.
Please.
I'm going to go Wicked. Surprise,
Yay!
Surprise.
Good.
Let's see. So as you know, I have a favorite song in Wicked that is not featured on the original Broadway cast album.
Of course. Oh my God.
Because at the time it was perceived to be a spoiler. And it's just such a disservice to fans like me.
To Miss Nessa Rose.
Yeah. 21 years having never heard a recorded version of this song. It's punishing. So can you give me a temperature check? You know, there are a lot of fans out there that are going to hear what they perceive as a new song from Wicked, but it's in fact not. It's in the original show. What can you tease for us about the Wicked Witch of the East?
I can tell you that Marissa is absolutely brilliant. I am like so floored by her. I actually got to be there for a few pieces of that day, like quietly, and I got to watch her perform a lot of that scene, and she's just so fucking beautiful, and I'm really excited for the world to fall in love with her.
Is it sacrilege that I'm using my one opportunity to ask a Wicked question to have it be about this song and not in fact Defying Gravity or popular?
No. Do you understand that that's not only a testament to what a fan you are, but also probably the most refreshing and exciting thing because everyone has so many questions about the other things. I really, really am eager and anxious to talk about my other castmates as much as possible. Everyone always asks me Glinda things and Elphaba things. But oh my gosh, there's so much brilliance surrounding the two girls that, like, I can't wait for everyone to just fall in love with.
I cannot wait.
Yay.
We're putting a pin in the conversation.
Continued.
To be continued. All right, Ari, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was so much fun.
I'm
going to
be so delicate coming out.
Yeah.
All right. We're
where
all
was it?
Out.
2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Why did I say we're all in this together in this interview? That was my main.
You want
concern.
Us to plug that?
Okay. I love you.
Okay, we are entering Josh O'Connor's room now, where he's FaceTiming with Jonathan Anderson for some last minute adjustments.
Hi.
Am I in trouble?
Married woman.
Oh, yes. Married woman.
I mean, she's married.
She's married. Josh O'Connor, I am so elated to be sitting down with you right now. You have a big, important event coming up in just a few hours, and so I just want to get a temperature check. How are you feeling right now?
I am anxious and excited and determined to get it right. And as in to be photographed, because between us, last time I went, I missed the red carpet and walked straight into the Met and had to be told to go back out again.
Okay, so, not this
so
time.
So this time I know what I'm doing, I think.
Now, when you say you know what you're doing, do you give a lot of thought into how you pose? I know, like, for guys often, we're often thinking about, like, hands in pockets, hands out of pockets.
I have now got into the habit of just asking either Jonathan or Harry Lambert. Because I think if you've, like, figured it out before, then it's just safe. And also, very early on in my career, I attended a premiere and an actor who shall remain unnamed told me that the best way to stand in a photo thing is to put both your hands behind your hips and rotate, which looks mad. And my first ever premiere, there are photos out there and I look insane.
Okay.
So now I really heavily rely on people I trust to tell me
how
to do it right.
Listener, do not Google these photos.
Do not Google that, please.
Before I get into it, I just have to ask, we're having a conversation in which we're not going to be speaking about challengers. What is that like?
That is so weird. And now I'm suddenly like, oh no, how do I answer questions that are unrelated? Yeah, God damn it. No, it's, do you know what? It's actually so nice.
Okay, so you've been to the Met Gala before. For people listening, I would assume most listeners have not. What can you illuminate about what actually takes place inside those hallowed walls?
Okay, so there is what actually takes place, which is an awful lot of milling around, chatting to people. There's an awful lot of like, oh my goodness, there's such and such. There's also a lot of nerves, which I didn't sort of take into account last time. And that's quite nice because everyone's nervous. Everyone's sort of terrified by what's happening. The biggest thing is that you're in the most incredible museum in the world. And if you're not careful, like me, you find yourself drifting off looking at like Congolese art. So it's incredibly grand, incredibly exciting and nerve-wracking.
All the feels. Can you describe for me what your look is? What are we looking at here?
Can I describe it? So probably not in a way that is acceptable in the fashion world, but I can describe it to anyone else's eyes. The jacket is like a tailcoat with these two strips that come out the back, almost Dracula-esque. And the shirt feels bejeweled. It kind of reminded me a little bit of like cherry blossom. And that's on the front of the shirt. And then the boots are incredible and full of floral images all over and very textured. And it's just generally fabulous.
It truly is. The Met Gala is quintessentially New York City. You are famously not a New Yorker. But I'm wondering, what is your relationship with this city?
I feel more comfortable wearing clothes that I would not feel comfortable wearing in London. And so from a fashion perspective, there is just this acceptance that you can kind of be audacious.
Yeah, you're so right. I have moments sometimes where I will wear something on the subway that is, as you say, audacious, and I surprise myself with my willingness to be so on display, but then I'm sort of like, I'm just one of everyone else is doing the exact same thing. Right. So
it's like it's a very distinct way of being stopped on the streets in New York. A lot of the time I get people just going, loved you in that. And they just say it as they're walking past because they've got no time.
That's, I think, a nice exchange for all parties because you receive it, but then you're able to go about your day still. So it's
we just crack on.
It's okay, this is good advice for people that you know have a celebrity encounter. Just you know, shout it out and keep moving.
Keep moving.
Okay, so Josh O'Connor, you are in charge of the Met Gala theme. 2025, they put you in charge. What are your thoughts around what the theme might be?
Breakfast cereals as a theme.
A twist.
Because I also think all the colors... Okay. The different breakfast cereals, particularly in America, are exciting. I love breakfast cereal and all the textures. Think of Shreddies.
I can already sort of see, I'm seeing Apple Jacks right now. I'm seeing that green of Apple Jacks. And I think you're onto something.
Thank you.
You know, if you had two extra tickets to tonight's Met Gala, who are you bringing with you? And let's go in the famous folks direction.
I would love to bring ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much. I so appreciate your time and for being, you know, they say you're one of the kindest men in Hollywood.
Who's saying that?
Just, yeah, I can tell you. I can tell you where that started. Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we should have
a I'm headed into Greta Lee's room where we're hearing firsthand feedback from Greta's stylist, the great Danielle Goldberg.
Great. But I think that, like, you should err on side of, like, making her, like, somewhat uncomfortable.
Yeah, great.
Just because I know that, like, visually she'll be happier.
Yes. Nice. Yeah.
So see, like you, we all win.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm here chatting with you.
What are we chatting about? Why? Is something happening?
Here we are. I can't believe it's your first Met Gala.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, tonight. Yeah, tonight. Tonight is the big day. Tonight is a big day. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, well, how are you feeling?
I'm so excited to go this year in this moment with Lueve and, you know, obviously with Danielle. Danielle's here.
Not actually going though.
Just for proper introduction's sake, we are here with Danielle Goldberg, the Danielle Goldberg. Listeners of Shut Up Evan will be very familiar.
Yes. Everybody knows you, Danielle.
Stylist extraordinaire. Okay, so then let's get into it. While we have the pleasure of having you both here, can you both describe the look that we will be seeing on Greta tonight?
Ooh. Okay. You go first. I feel like
I think that the look is just this ethereal, dreamlike Jonathan Anderson creation where he taps into beauty in a way that I think is so like ultra feminine, but unexpected. Mm-hmm. And the minute that both Greta and I saw this sketch, we were floored.
Yeah. We were like, that's the one. We do that a lot though. We both honed in. We're like, it's this one. And also has that, you know, that, sculptural element to it, which is so Jonathan. Yeah.
In the way that he loves women and you can tell he loves women, but it's this intellectual woman. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that draws both myself and Greta to the brand before we even had like the honor of getting to work with them the way that we have.
That hard and soft.
Mm-hmm. I'm just marveling at getting to hear the two of you sort of ping-ponging off one another because I've never had the pleasure of being with you both together at the same time. I'm just wondering, like, how do you describe this relationship that the two of you have?
It's in you.
Holy shit, Dee. Oh, my God. She's like, microphone drop. Oh, it's in you. Yeah. Well... Do you know how we met?
I don't.
We first met years ago on the set of Inside Amy Schumer.
And I was doing costume. While that wasn't necessarily something that I felt like visually or aesthetically was like a job that I look back on to reference my work, it is a job that changed the trajectory of my career because I met Greta. We were always just each other's biggest fans. So to watch this all happen for Greta in this past year has been...
Are you going to cry right now?
No. I'm a little postpartum.
Your eyes are misting.
It just like makes you like believe in like good work.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
That's how I feel about you. We both have a pretty firm no asshole policy.
Which is important. Okay, let's talk about the Met Gala, this event happening tonight. You've done a lot of these carpets, but this somehow is even different than the high bar you've already set for yourself. This is like the global stage, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But yet,
are you trying to psych me out right now?
No. This is nothing. But so, what? Like, do you have practices that you use to sort of make sure that you're present in a moment that can be the kind of moment that you might leave your body for?
Girl, I have a drink and a smoke, and just take deep breaths. And no, but it is really helpful that now at this point, the day of, you know, getting ready, it's like I've got Danielle, I've got people around me who've been around me for so long. I have to say, Jonathan and everyone from Leve at this point is all really integral to me feeling just like myself doing all of this, you know? I like to try to, when I'm moving from one space to another, like real life into Met Gala, it's so important for me to just stay the same person. The night of the Oscars, Jonathan, we FaceTimed Jonathan. He had just gotten out of the shower and he was in a robe and we were finishing a fitting and he gave me the most adorable pep talk in his robe. It has always felt so genuine, and like this fitting just that we had today for today is another example of that. It's so fun.
And it should be, right? And it's not. If it's not, then you're not doing the right thing and you're in the right place. The Met Gala is quintessentially New York City. And interestingly, of all the VIPs that we are interviewing for this podcast, you are quintessentially New York City.
Yeah.
I know LA has taken you, but you are a New York girl and you always will be.
I know.
What is it for you about New York City that you love most?
Oh, I was just reminded of it. Okay, well, I flew in yesterday. And every time it's so dorky, but I get like a little tingle in my butt. The plane lands and as it's landing and I look out and I see the city and I'm like, oh my God, my butt is tingling. I love it.
Do you think we'll ever get you back here as a resident?
Oh yeah. I'll be back sooner than this, but I fully have, you know, my plan of being 95 years old, living somewhere uptown, power walking, getting groceries.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
If you were in charge of the Met Gala theme for 2025, what are you making it?
I think it has to be something about artificial intelligence because that is everything that's being discussed right now. I accidentally found myself at the TED conference this past year. It should be renamed like AI because that's the only thing that everyone was talking about. So that, I mean, yeah, that.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. If you had two extra tickets to tonight's Met Gala, which folks are you bringing with you? Famous folks only.
I'd bring Danielle.
Perfect. Okay. In addition to Danielle.
two famous people, Barack Obama.
And I feel like this is the right event for someone of his stature because it's not paparazzi ever. Like once you're inside, like he can really let his hair down.
Right. I would say like someone who's older. I would like, it's like somebody, make it a little bit more intergenerational. Judi Dench.
Okay. I love it. Did you attend your high school prom or any other social dances? And if so, how does getting ready for your prom compare to getting ready for the Met Gala?
Well, you know what? In a way, I guess it's not that different.
I'm essentially a prom stylist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just see it as like getting people ready for events that are really important to them. If you're 17, what is more important than the prom?
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to see in
Rihanna.
There?
I'm sorry. Were you asking me something?
No, that's the mic drop.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Evan.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Always so fun.
Now I'm going into Jonathan Bailey's final fitting. He's with the other Jonathan, Jonathan Anderson, and it looks like they're placing a very large floral brooch around Jonathan Bailey's neck. It looks very heavy.
So let's get the fitting done on the side, and I think the brooch, let's look at the brooch on the inside. This brooch thing is very heavy. We just found that like really heavy. Do we like the vibe?
Yes, this is completely Jonathan.
Jonathan Bailey, I feel like this is a long time coming. I'm particularly excited to sit down with you. We're going to focus today on Met Gala. I hope this is a precursor to a larger conversation because your body of work, past, present, and future, is of great interest to me.
Oh, Evan,
I'm going to ask you one small wicked question before we get into Met Gala, which is just to say, nothing nitty-gritty here. For longtime fans of the musical, Elphaba has this song, No Good Deed, where she starts off with this giant battle cry naming your character. And so I'm just wondering, have you heard Cynthia's version of her Fiera?
Yeah, of course. Yet? I might even have it on my phone.
And, I was going to say, what was your reaction when you first heard
it's
it?
It's my text message, ringtone. Okay, I mean, it's knockout.
You're so lucky, and soon enough, we too will be lucky to hear it. Back to Met Gala. First of all, you've been to the Met Gala before. This is your second Met Gala.
This is my second.
Yeah. How do you explain what the Met Gala is to those who do not understand this large conglomerate of famous folks on a carpet?
Well, I mean, I think I would describe it as the Carnival of the Animals in the best possible way. But it's just amazing to see, you know, the craftsmanship and the fashion and, you know, there's all the elements of surprise just for anyone who loves an adrenaline surge. This is like white knuckle.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of, you know, craftsmanship, you had your final fitting a few days ago and you tried on this look and it is... On top of the gorgeousness of the look itself, there's also a piece of art, or rather pieces of art, affixed to it. So how would you describe this look?
It sort of feels like you're anchored in sort of craftsmanship, which is great. So you feel more like a canvas of someone else's work when you wear heavy pieces like that. Yeah, the look I would describe as sort of old Hollywood through the sort of sexy Loewe lens. I mean, is it a spoiler to say I have more than one flower?
You're very excited about this reveal. It's like, it's
going to be the big story.
I was present in your fitting, and I feel like there was a couple of us gays who were like understood the drag racification of our culture of just being like, yes, there's a reveal. And it's like, who doesn't love a reveal on a red carpet?
It's a long carpet, so you need patience. Yeah, you need something to really focus in on.
So, you know, you're going to be heading there shortly. As of right now, do you have a place where you're going to do the second flower reveal? Are you thinking bottom of the steps, mid steps? Have you thought about where the reveal happens?
I think mid step would be too much for me.
Okay, bottom step.
Knock me off, yeah. Somewhere where I'm, you know, rooted on 2 feet and,
got it.
And the balance is central.
But as you understand, these are like big decisions to make, you know?
They're big decisions. And also these flowers, you know? They can, you know, I'll be doing a side plank in no time. If I get it wrong.
Yeah. So as we said before, you've been before, but this is the second one. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's a lot of anxiety felt in a moment like this because, like I said, it's the global stage. Everyone has their eyes on the Met Gala. What do you do to keep yourself calm?
Well, I was calm before you said that.
Oh, sorry.
What do I do? Do you know what? You do... last year, because the first time I was so sort of intrigued by it. I wonder if it's scary the second time. The first time was just so, like anything in life, the idea and thought and the outside perception of what happens is far more sort of fever dream than what it actually is. And when you're there, it's sort of, and you see everyone else looking incredible, you sort of feel like you're, yeah, Noah's Ark, just going two by two. But today, I'd say a good snooze, if you can. Mm-hmm. and then... some, yeah, like an oatmeal breakfast.
Okay.
This is the stuff. A bath. Always have a bath. That really does actually calm everything down for me. Yeah, I'm actually on the table with Cardi B. So some Cardi B lyrics just as my mantra. My pussy's tight like a... I don't know. And then I'll just sort of have something to go over in your brain.
Wait, this is actually relevant to the fact that you're wearing flowers.
Totally. Well, this is why it's all coming together.
Yes, exactly. So the Met Gala is a quintessentially New York event. Mm-hmm. You are a Londoner. So what is your relationship like with New York City?
I haven't spent more than maybe more than a week here.
Wow.
And I always leave exhausted because I find it incredibly overwhelming, exciting. And yeah, I've already seen... two shows.
What'd you see?
Well, I saw my great friend from Fellow Travellers, Noah J. Ricketts, in Great Gatsby on Friday. And yesterday was the closing show of Sweeney Todd. Have you seen The Mother Play?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'm going to go and see that.
That's the
well.
Jessica Lange one, right?
That's the Jessica Lange.
Yeah, I mean, they had me... You put the word mother in the title of something, I'm going to go see it. Then you add Jessica Lange and it's like, holy shit. Okay, so back to the Met Gala. If you were in charge of the Met Gala,
yeah,
what would you make the theme?
Queer fever dream.
You had that, like, ready.
I whisper this because it's like a Cardi B lyric. It's always at the front of my queer fever dream.
Queer fever dream.
Start of a 10.
Okay, yeah. So on that note, who is an attendee that would be super important for the queer fever dream? I mean, I'm just going to dreamscape here. So, like, RuPaul is immediately coming to mind. John Waters. Like, who else do you need at the queer fever dream Met Gala?
Maybe if we were co-chairing. Okay. So you would have those two. And okay. I would probably want Ian McKellen and Patti LuPone just by my side, just to be, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just to feel
keep
rooted.
It queer.
Yeah, just keep it as queer as you possibly can, but also, you know, two of the best people. Yeah.
Not a dissimilar question, but if you had two extra tickets to tonight's gala,
yeah,
who are you bringing with you? Famous folks only. And let's get weird.
Actually, Kelly Robinson. She's a massive celebrity to me, but she's the head of the HRC.
Okay.
And she's like kind of, she's wild and brilliant. Maybe Shonda. I'd bring Shonda as well.
Okay.
I mean, Do you know Quentin Blake?
No, but just because I don't know it doesn't mean it's not a viable answer. So yes, okay, we'll take it.
Quentin Blake did all the illustrations for Roald Dahl.
Okay, you are going weird. In fairness, I asked for weird and you're going weird.
Well, I know, you know, you ask and you get. And then also Shakespeare's sister.
Great.
Because that's one of my biggest nightmares. Which I think I've talked about before.
And what's the specific nightmare?
Do you know Shakespeare's sister, Stay With Me? Stay with me. Oh my gosh, I need to warm up. That's a hint for Wicked, isn't it? honestly, it's one of the... It's iconic. And I think maybe it's European gay men. In fact, I hope there's someone out there who, when I sang that so beautifully, they immediately went into three-part harmony.
I'm sure. There's a gay contingency listening to this podcast that I think will be ready, willing, and able.
Okay.
Okay. Did you attend your high school prom or any other social dances?
Yes.
And if so, how does getting ready for your prom compare to getting ready for the Met Gala?
Do you know what? I think for gay men, the school prom was kind of the scariest thing in the world.
I was going to say, there's like a trauma associated with it.
But I did have a really good group of friends, and ours was quite fun. And Emma Watson was there, I remember, and everyone was really excited.
That's a distinguishing quality about your prom, for certain. Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like for a lot of queer people, it's like this moment in which we're like forced to like display heterosexuality. Yeah. And also it's like sometimes it's like you have a date who knows, and then or other times there's a date who earnestly thinks that this is a love match.
Yeah. Well, and it depends on how you're surviving, right?
Exactly.
And I think I was at that point doing quite well.
Yeah.
Trying different shoes on, you know?
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Evan. E?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Yeah. That's where we're at now. Johnny and E. Okay, so Jamie Dornan just walked in, as you can imagine, heart palpitations. He and Jonathan Bailey are meeting for the very first time. Let's see if we can witness this.
This is Jamie.
Hello, man.
Irish Morpheus. This is lovely.
Nice to meet you.
I feel great.
Hey, Jamie.
Johnny.
Nice to meet you. You all right?
Jamie, Johnny.
Don't look better than me, Johnny. That's not what I want.
Never.
Okay, now I'm going to go sneak in and catch Jamie's look.
You know, it's like, it's all based on Prince Harry when he was younger.
No, really?
Yeah.
Come That's on. Pretty cool. It sort of looks like it could be, like it could be like cake.
You
know that show, like, is it cake? You could be like that. But because of the texture of this, it looks like I'm sort of edible.
Do you remember we met at you do remember.
Outside of in Paris, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You seem to be in very good spirits today.
Do you think?
I think so. Am I picking up on something?
I like being around these people. I like the Loewe team, and I love seeing Jonathan, and gave me a bit of a lift this morning, you know?
Yeah, there was a moment, because I was present during your fitting yesterday, and there was a moment when Jonathan literally walked over. I don't know if you saw this, and he was just clipping flowers off of this little spread on the side table and then putting them on top of a book, just because sort of when Jonathan passes through an area, he just wants to create some beauty.
But that's a true creative. I think they're constantly seeing opportunity in every environment they find themselves in. And that's so evident in all the different worlds that he's created within Loewe and outside of Loewe. Mm-hmm.
I want you to describe your look for tonight. I know that there's a cake-like component to it.
I mean, that's probably a bit misleading to say that. But I
do understand where your head
is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, it's a nod to something very classical that I'm wearing everyone will have seen versions of before, but not a sort of Jonathan Anderson version of it.
And I should explain for people listening, the outfit itself does not look like cake. I'm making a reference to yesterday during the fitting, Jamie was joking about the fact that the fabric itself can appear as though it could be something that would be on the television series, but is the television show, but is it cake?
I think it's called Is It Cake?
Is It Cake? Yeah, yeah.
Our 8-year-old's kind of obsessed. We went through a real obsession with it. So I think it's called Is It Cake?
Is It Cake? Okay. You know, but there might be, this might get meta, and like at some point I feel like you might be gifted a cake version of your Met Gala look.
Dude, I'd be delighted with that.
Yeah, I mean, cool, probably that'd be tasty.
That might be a first, a Met Gala first.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you said you haven't been to the Met Gala before, but you have done big premieres and you have done high stress situations before professionally. And so what do you do to calm yourself to keep your spirits high on days like today?
I think I'm arriving tonight with a couple other people who are sort of on the Loewe side of things. So I think that'll calm me down. I get very chatty and often if my wife's not with me and she's not with me tonight, I really struggle because I've no one to sort of like offload all this nervous energy. I try to work on my breathing, which is something that I didn't usually do. I've usually tried to have a couple of drinks, if I'm honest, to sort of take the edge off a wee bit. It's a dicey situation getting it right with martinis, but I think if you can do,
I was gonna say two.
I think two's perfect, and three is maybe too much.
I did two before a recent interview, and I could feel that threshold where I was like, one more sip, things could go south.
It really is as precise as that. Is it one more sip?
I mean, I kind of know with a martini when I'm turning.
It can
go downhill.
My wife has this thing. She always says it's so stupid. Like, every time I have a martini, which is often enough, I always take a sip and go, "Oh, geez, that's strong." And my wife would go, "It's all alcohol. Like, it's pure. Of course, it's strong. Yeah. Like, why do you always comment?"
It's just a big bowl of alcohol.
I don't know why I'm always like expecting it to be. Like, not as hard-hitting.
Right. The Met Gala is a quintessentially New York event.
Yeah.
You are not a New Yorker.
No.
What is your relationship like with this city?
I mean, I used to be here a lot back when I was modeling. So, you know, a good decade of that from the very early 2000s. So, I associate it with being a bit reckless probably in those days and a bit, you know, like, oh, that's for me.
This is the real life, babe. It's like the Met Gala day of. It's like this,
It's probably Anna Wintour.
She's got a martini ready for you, and she's coming to bring it up. Asking,
can I send it up?
Yeah, exactly.
I used to have sort of reckless fun. I'm in my 20s nights in New York, and I'm in my 40s, and I've sort of like leveled out.
She really wants to get it to you.
She just, you know, when she wants it to be cold.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and she knows that just, yeah, it's.
And she knows the reaction I'll have if it's not.
And she doesn't
want
to piss you off.
That I want to.
She understands.
But I love it. I will always, always, always get the same pure feeling of excitement when I land in the city. Mm.
How do you look back on those modeling days now with, you know, all the perspective of, you know, the lived experience and then your life as an actor now?
I have good thoughts about it, positive thoughts, but also I'm really happy to not be doing it. But what's nice is now I do stuff like ambassador for Loewe and the, obviously doing the campaign for them and everything, so I feel like I can keep my toe into that world and still satisfy.
You say that so casually. It's like you're in the campaign for Loewe.
Know,
that's
it's,
like
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
If you had two extra tickets to tonight's gala,
yeah,
which famous folks are you bringing with you?
Ooh, alive.
No.
Elvis. Can you imagine rocking up? Imagine Elvis at the Met Gala, like what he would have worn.
Also, I think Elvis would approve of your outfit for tonight.
Oh, he definitely would. Yeah, it's definitely sort of pre-death Elvis.
It's like the caveat, you're bringing Elvis, but just so everyone knows, pre-death. Corpses. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say Elvis and Beyonce. What about that combination?
Okay, I'm into it.
That'd be
it.
A fun car ride.
I was going to say, but you got to ask them to do some kind of duetting or something, even if it's just for your ears in the car over there. But it's like, I want to hear those voices.
Wouldn't that be great? And I could just try to come in with some harmonies here and there.
Do you sing?
Like a wee bit.
Okay, last but not least, did you attend your high school prom? And if so, how does getting ready for prom compare to getting ready for the Met Gala?
There was definitely a stretch limo involved, which was like the thing to do.
They were so cool.
There's lots of us in there, and there's lots of sort of bright colored shots. We used to drink this thing called like Aftershock. Uh-huh. I don't know if it came to the States or I don't know. It was disgusting, but we probably drank a lot of those in the car. It's not that dissimilar, but I've just upgraded to like martinis.
I was going to say, there's a through line of sorts. I just think Aftershock, now martinis.
So nothing's changed.
We couldn't ask for a better note to end on. Jamie, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and I hope you have fun tonight.
Thanks, Evan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Walking into Ayo Edebiri's fitting now, Danielle's back on the phone giving her fabulous expertise.
Yeah, middle part, kind of like...
You know, I'm going to send Carolyn the picture.
Yeah. Like that, and then pieces
here.
Like here, and then I'm
gonna... I'm particularly excited to be chatting with you because of all the interviews I've done, this one is the closest to the actual gala. I mean, like, we are hours away.
Yeah, it's mere moments, some could even say, yeah.
Can I get a vibe check?
I'll quote you, when you came into the room, and you said, it's really chill in here.
It is.
There was some Ethiopian jazz playing earlier. Had to turn it off. Podcast sound quality, you know, got to protect that. But
rights issues too.
And massive rights issues. Do not want to have this pulled because of the Ethiopian jazz community coming out in full force, lawyering up. But yeah.
I had an opportunity to be present at your fitting yesterday. Can you describe the look?
Yes. I'm wearing this like really amazing gown, great start, that has all these like 3D, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, guipure lace.
You're looking at me like I would know, but like I'm, yeah.
Well, hey, listen, I wear the thing, you know? but they're all hand stitched on. It's like this like sort of almost halter neck shape, and then it goes down to this like really amazing train, and then as it goes down, this gradient starts. So it like starts white, and then it goes into this amazing explosion of color. All the flowers were hand stitched and hand painted, and then there's like a lovely little chain in the back of flowers.
Now, on that note, because it has that chain detail in the back, have you thought about sort of like, I imagine there's an ideal pose one wants to hit with the Met Gala?
Well, that actually is my stress. I always get really stressed about posing. I need Greta to give me some lessons. She's a master of poses.
And I imagine it helps having people like Greta and Kaya that you know that are
going
to be
and who
there.
Are like my friends, like, and have really great like energies and are fun, but also like grounded people that makes me happy. And also like just everybody at the Loewe table, I'm like super stoked.
This is quite a table.
It's really cool. And the people that I like a lot. So that makes me happy.
If you were put in charge of the Met Gala theme for 2025.
Yes.
What would it be?
Mr. Bean, because I really like him. Mr. Bean, Pee Wee Herman, that would be my theme.
So is it kind of like a Freddy versus Jason in that
sense? Yeah, Mr. Bean versus Pee Wee Herman would be my theme for the Met Gala. I think Jonathan Anderson would pull out some amazing suiting for that. You know what I'm saying? Some nice, like, oversized, get to really play with shape there.
Absolutely.
That's fun.
Okay, if you had two extra tickets to tonight's gala, who are you bringing? Famous folks only.
For sure.
And can I caveat, because it's you, can we go weird?
Because it's me, I'm literally normal. So.
I'm not calling you weird. I'm saying you have the capacity to get weird.
I literally have normal thoughts. I'm always thinking normal things. Oh, you know who I'd bring? Okay, I just like her music. And I'd be like, what's up, girl? How you doing? She's this singer called Genevieve Artaudi.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes music with this band called Knower. But I really like her voice. So I'd bring Mr. Bean and Genevieve Artaudi. And I'd just be like, what's up, guys? Should we all hang out?
I have not gotten that answer yet. So
for sure.
We got a Rihanna from Josh O'Connor. I was like pretty sure she's going to be there.
Josh would bring Rihanna?
Yes.
Good for him. Good for him. Yeah. Oh, I'd bring Timothy Spall.
Okay.
I love Timothy Spall.
You're getting
Spall,
a third guest.
The actor.
Take it.
He's amazing.
Great. Do you want to throw in a fourth one?
Kind of. But that was just three old white guys and a jazz singer. There would be another old white guy. It would be, what's his name? Mike Lee. I'd bring Mike Lee, Timothy Spall, Mr. Bean, and Genevieve Artaudi.
Did you attend your high school prom or any other school dances?
I did.
And how does getting ready for the Met Gala compare to getting ready for that?
Again, much better and much safer hands. I got my eyebrows waxed from my friend's mom, and I had an allergic reaction to the wax. And so on all my prom pictures, my eyebrows are like exploding out of my head.
It's going to be different this time.
I know, but now that I'm like, Dana, what do you think? Should we whack?
Okay, well then I gotta go so you can do that.
Thank you.
Okay, last but very, very not least, just because I ordinarily do not love asking this question, but for you, I want to ask it, which is, who are you most excited to see tonight?
Honestly, a little bit, Josh O'Connor.
Okay.
So I can be like, you freaked it in Challengers. You absolutely left it on the floor in Challengers. That's my boy, though. I've been invested since God's Own Country. Real
yes.
ones know.
Hello.
Real ones know. If you haven't watched The Doodles of Corfu, I'm sure you have a robust social life.
All right. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you making this time, and
yeah,
I hope you have
too.
So much fun tonight.
Thank you.
Dan Levy is heading into his first fitting. He just got his first spray tan, and everyone's saying he smells like bacon, and I'm curious to find out if that's true.
I am never going back. I will get them all the time.
Darker and darker and darker.
Oh, for real?
It's wild. I've never gotten them before. I probably do smell like bacon, but you know what? The trade-off is well worth it.
Nice to see you.
How's it going?
You look so good.
Oh, thank
and
you
spray
so much.
Tanned.
And spray tanned.
Yeah, that looks good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. How did
thank
it go?
You.
Also, Mandy Moore, are you kidding me?
You know, just a little something, something.
The most perfect song ever written for a
I
film.
Know,
should have been
like,
nominated for an Academy Award.
Do you know what's funny? You say that. I actually just rewatched Center Stage, and it is the most perfect film.
I took girls in high school that I dated.
Smart.
Guess what? Gay.
First of all, hi, Dan.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you here. I've dreamed of this day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here.
Met Gala tonight. Not your first Met Gala. Not your first Met Gala with Loewe. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'll be going with people tonight. The last time I went, I was completely by myself. Which, like, that you don't get a plus one. to the Met.
I think that people don't know this.
You do not get a plus one. And I don't believe you actually, I don't, there are no publicists on the carpet.
No.
So there is nobody like with you doing that whole run up the stairs. So I'm very much looking forward to like going with Loewe. There's some lovely people that I know. It'll be a far more comfortable like experience for my social anxiety. Mm.
So what do you do? What practices do you have to create a sense of natural in the lead up to it?
I will have a cocktail before I go. I think I took a beta blocker the last time. I just needed to numb out a little bit. There's like very few red carpets where the volume of press is as big as that. It's like Cannes, the Met, the Oscars.
And even those events you mentioned, like Cannes and the Oscars, there's an event so that the red carpet is a precursor to the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas in the case of the Met Gala, especially for the general public, the red carpet is the thing.
And when you're on that carpet and you see some of those pros where it's like back turned to the press, look down until you're ready for the photo, then you look up and I was just climbing some stairs and hoping for the best.
You got up the stairs. You got up the
I got
stairs.
I managed to get up the stairs.
Yes. You know what goes on in there. But to the general public, this is all for show up until the moment the actual event begins.
Sure.
And then it becomes incredibly private. Yeah. What can you reveal about what actually happens inside the Met Gala?
You sit down at a table and hopefully you have some lovely people sitting with you who are great conversationalists. I had, I think when I was there, I was sitting beside Troy Sivan and Maisie Williams, a dream, and we had just a great time. And people are sitting in their looks.
So you actually get an access to something I would find so entertaining, which is watching these people for the first time have to figure out how to sit in garments that were likely not made with the consideration of being satin.
That's correct.
Can I have you describe your look this evening?
It's floral. It's embroidered, it's beaded, and yet I think it's a very simple idea. And I really think it's exquisite. And as a lover of the construction of clothes and the details that go into like the craft of making beautiful clothes, it is stunning to look at in person.
So the Met Gala is a quintessentially New York event. You are Canadian. Talk to me about your relationship with New York City.
One of my best friends lives here, and I met him at a very sort of wonderfully nostalgic time in my life. I was in my early 20s, and I was wanting to leave Toronto, and I met my friend Trevor, who lives here, and he would invite me to New York and say, you could come and crash on my couch. It was an hour flight from Toronto, and I got into the habit of coming every other weekend. And I ended up having kind of a life in New York by way of my best friend, who kind of casually and gently showed me the excitement of New York City. Every time I come, I'm always sort of living an extension of that memory. So I have such a wonderfully idealized, like, romantic idea of New York. And then a cockroach crawls over your foot and a rat like bites you and it's fine. And then you're brought back down to earth.
Yes. So if you were put in charge of the Met Gala theme for 2025.
Yeah.
What would it be?
I would love to see something that celebrates costume design from maybe films of the 20s or 30s. You know, those big sort of cake tiered musicals. And there was just a lot of sparkle and pizzazz and headdresses and beautiful three-piece suits and the golden age of Hollywood.
You know, it's interesting you say that because there's been so many themes that are centered around designers and celebrating their work. And it would be great, as you say, to sort of celebrate costume designers who are themselves designers, but in a very different medium than the runway. So I think that would be a fantastic theme.
Yeah. I would show up for it.
So my next question is interesting because the question is, if you had two extra tickets to the Met Gala, who would you want to bring with you, famous folks only? And I say it's an interesting question because earlier in the episode, this episode of Shut Up Evan, we had Ariana Grande on.
Okay.
And we asked Ariana who she would want to have. She listed way more than two people, but among them was your father.
Stop!
Yeah.
Did she give a... not that... I mean, he would be great, Did she give a reason why?
Okay, so her answers were Eugene and Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
There's a theme here.
Okay.
And then she wanted Elizabeth Berkley and Gina Gershon.
Like, great pairs.
Great pairs.
That's smart.
Very.
I have no answer for this. I wouldn't want to bring famous people. I would want to bring two of my friends. It's hard when you see something that is so surreal, and then you try to download with the friends after. There are very few moments where you just think, gosh, I wish my like friends were here to see this. If you had your closest friends at the Met, it would be a wild time.
Yeah, I mean, even what you were saying earlier about Troye Sivan and Maisie Williams and Justin Bieber, it's like you can tell the story of it, but it'd be nice to have the friend there to turn to in that moment and be like, what the fuck is happening? In the best way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The download happening in real time.
In real time.
Yeah.
Okay. We're allowing you to bring real-life friends.
Yeah.
Okay, my last question. Did you attend your high school prom or any other school dances? And if so, how does getting ready for the Met Gala compare to getting ready for prom?
Well, I would have killed for Jonathan to have made my prom look, because what I wore to prom, granted, was fine. I think my mom gave me like $50 and said, like, run free. And I went straight to a Zara sale rack and found a like long cream coat, and that was like $49.99. And then I borrowed my dad's white shirt, black tie, and black pants. And I don't want to say the fit was was necessarily like there, but the general concept was kind of clean and nice. And I had a big flower that was pinned to the jacket.
That's very Jonathan.
Yeah. It was Jonathan before Jonathan. I was like manifesting my friendship with Jonathan long before it actually happened. I took my friend Kaylee. We had a great time.
Okay. Well, I hope you have so much fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
I hope I gave you no anxiety whatsoever.
No, I'm feeling propelled with excitement.
Oh, good.
From this.
Oh, from this specifically?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I feel pepped up and ready to go.
Fantastic. I hope to have you back in long form at some point.
I know. I love this podcast.
Well, thank you. Fan demanded. But anyway, have so much fun.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
I'm walking into Omar Apollo's room right now. Let's find out if his look does indeed eat.
I feel like men don't be doing a lot. I fear it's going to eat. Ooh. My mom doesn't even know what a Met is. She'll be like, where you going?
Before we get into it, I want to congratulate you on the success of Spite.
It's Thank you.
Blowing up, and we're all very happy to hear.
Appreciate it. Thank
very
you.
Very happy for you. We're very happy to finally be meeting you in person. This is like we had like a little interaction once in Paris, but I feel like this is a formative moment for us.
Yeah. Besides Instagram, I'm a fan of your like content.
I'm a fan of yours as well. So Thank this you. Is a meeting of the minds. Okay. So first off, you know, you have been to the Met Gala before. This is your first.
This is my first one.
Oh, this is your first. So how are you feeling about tonight? You've got a big night ahead of you.
I'm very energized. I think it's going to be pretty chic. It's going to be amazing. And I love my outfit. So I'm honestly like not nervous about that at all.
So you tried your outfit on a few days ago. Can you describe for listeners what exactly your outfit looks like?
Two godly metal hands over my breasts. And then like three beautiful flower lapels, crystal flower lapels.
Now, it looks like it's like a heavy garment. Does it feel heavy on you?
It's heavy. It feels good though. Like I feel like I'm wearing like a football, like a vibe.
Football player vibe at the Met Gala.
Yeah, yeah. No. But it doesn't look like that. It feels,
yeah, yeah.
Like a padding, like some type of weight is on my shoulders. But it's actually, you know, a beautiful lapel.
Mm-hmm. And how much thought do you give to posing in something like this? Because, you know, there's a lot of different parts of this garment you want to show off.
I'm going to have to practice posing after we get done here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm too excited.
Now, do you think you're going to be someone that does like the side over the shoulder thing?
No. Because the beautiful thing about this outfit is that it looks great from the front. Because of the whole thing on the, you know, and also I'm not like a side girl. I feel like I'm more like, that's funny. Because I might be. But like, in this, I'm like a side poser girly. Like I'm more like a front kind of girly, like with like a lean or like a neck, like show a little, like, you know, extend the neck, give them a shape kind of girl. I'm more of a shape kind of like vibe.
Now, are you a girl who smiles or?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
This is dead serious.
Very
as
serious.
If like something very traumatic had just happened to her. So she just super serious.
She's serious. Okay, wow. Yeah. I hope she's okay.
No, she's not. No, but in all honesty, if somebody genuinely makes me smile, I'm not going to not smile. I might smile. Like, people are funny. I don't know.
Right, but it's not going to be like a, you know, say cheese for the camera situation.
No.
Okay,
no,
fair.
No.
I understand that. Now, on a day like today, I imagine it's very stressful. It's your first Met Gala.
You told me to keep the microphone close, but you have it far from your face. Like, girl, we're gonna have to put like a gain, like
it's just, yeah, okay.
A compressor
okay,
on you.
I'm in it. I'm close. Now, you mentioned earlier during your fitting a few days ago that your mom had no idea even what the Met Gala is. How are you going to explain tonight to your mom?
I'm gonna send her a picture, and then she's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, did you go to a wedding or something?" I don't know. She literally has no clue. Neither does my dad. They don't know those things. Like, my dad thinks that every award is a Grammy. Like, it's crazy. He's like, are you getting a, I was like, I think I was getting like some type of variety event award or something. And then he was like, oh, you got another Grammy. I was like, no. I didn't even get a Grammy, by the way. I just got nominated. But no, they're just out of the loop. They're like, they're the very religious, good people.
But they're gonna be excited when they see the look, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're gonna be ecstatic.
So the Met Gala is a quintessentially New York City event. What is your relationship like with the city of New York?
Well, I've been coming to New York since I was like 19. When I first started coming, I used to stay at the Standard all the time for like a month or something. I forgot what I was doing. I think I was working. And then it was the Bowery. I was the Bowery girl. And I switched it. Now I'm like a Nine Orchard kind of girl.
We like Nine Orchard.
Yeah.
Good food at Nine Orchard.
Yeah, good food. And then the speakers, the Devin Ojas speakers. It's like essential.
How do you rank New York City nightlife in comparison? You know, you're someone that goes out in a lot of different cities.
LA gets dark. I feel like New York, if you go out and you like, you know, kind of get too fucked up. Can you say that?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, when you get like too fucked up, you don't have to really regret much. But in LA, I feel like it gets dark. It's like, oh God, like, what did I say about myself? What did I just share? What intimate detail did I just give you about my life? Like, I think that people are a lot more forgiving in New York.
If you were in charge of the Met Gala theme, what would the theme for 2025 be?
Steampunk Victorian would be my vibe.
Okay, great. If you had two extra tickets to tonight's Met Gala, who are you bringing? Famous people only?
Famous people only.
Well, because otherwise it's like, we're going to get family members.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, babe.
Not the nieces and nephews?
No, I have too many. That's like plus 9 just the babies. True. Actually, 11. But I would bring Woody Harrelson and Meryl Streep.
Wow.
Those would be my pluses.
Okay. One on each arm?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that visual.
Yeah. I like that visual.
Did you attend your high school prom or any other school dances? And if so, how does getting ready for your prom compare to getting ready for the Met?
Ooh. I did go to prom. It doesn't compare. I also was gay and I was going with a girl. So I was just like, this is not it. I was like, this is not my vibe. But I remember the girl, Chloe.
Shout out to Chloe. Okay, well, Omar, this has been an absolute pleasure. I feel like this is the first of times to come between you and I. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you have so much fun tonight. And I look forward to hearing back about how the evening goes.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to leave in a few hours. It's going to be nuts.
All right. Talk to you soon. Last but not least, a quick drive-by to chat with Allison Oliver before she heads out. Allison, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
So you had your final fitting yesterday. Can you describe the outfit that you'll be wearing tonight?
It's Loewe. So it's like a crystal dress jacket. Well, it basically has this like antique patchwork on the inside, and the materials are from the 1600s, but none of it's been like cut or damaged. And then there's like these matching kind of crystal tight boots. So it's kind of like you're putting on a pair of tights that go into heels that are the same material as the jacket. I feel so lucky to wear it.
So on a day like today, I imagine there's a lot of nerves. What do you do to make sure that you're staying in the moment and not allowing the nerves to get the best of you?
Oh, well, I'm here with some of my best pals, Amy and Lara and Dylan, and they make me really happy and calm. And I think I just feel like with stuff like this, it's all about just having fun and just enjoying it
And yeah, and we'll have some drinks. And that always helps.
It's so funny when I've been asking this question to all the talent, how many times in the beginning the answers were more like, yeah, I meditate or maybe take a bath. And as the day has moved forward, it's just been more and more of, I like to have a few drinks.
I know.
Let's be honest. I get it.
So it's the way.
So the Met Gala is quintessentially New York City. What is your relationship like with the city of New York?
So my relationship feels quite new because I went when I was a kid and I went to see it, Mary Poppins on Broadway, and I went to the Stardust Diner. And then I hadn't been then until like last year, I think. And I just love it. I think there's such an amazing energy to the city.
What was your experience like seeing Mary Poppins on Broadway? I too saw Mary Poppins on
Broadway. Oh my God, unbelievable.
When he walked along the proscenium wall upside down.
I just thought the set blew my mind because it was like a cut in half dollhouse. And doesn't she fly into
she
the
flew.
Audience?
That, yeah, into the audience. That was what, yeah. Which is funny because I remember at the time, Alphaba had already flown in Wicked,
right?
But she just flies up.
Up.
And in Mary Poppins, they were like, no, she's flying up and out over the audience.
She's coming over you.
She's, yes. And like, I remember like when I was younger, I was just absolutely mesmerized. Okay, but back to the Met Gala. If you were in charge of the Met Gala theme for 2025, what would you want that theme to be?
90s, like punk grunge kind of theme. Just because the spectrum's so wide. Like you could, I don't know, I find that like, that whole time I just love how people dressed and I just think it's so fun and like a bit mad.
If you had two extra tickets to tonight's gala, who would you want to bring with you? Famous folks only.
I'm obsessed with Pookie and Jet. They're a couple on Instagram, but I think it's from Pookie's Instagram page and her husband Jet. Basically just they have lots of date nights, they go on holidays and they'll always just do like the outfit of the night or the outfit of the day. They also document like their relationship and I just love them. I just think they're the best and they love each other so much.
I was going to say he really gasses her up in the sweetest way, which is I think what people really love
exactly.
about their relationship.
But I think what he'll always say, you know, Pookie's looking quintessentially fire tonight. And so I would just love her to say, you know, Pookie's looking quintessentially met.
Among the group going tonight, we've got another Irish person, Jamie Dornan.
Yes.
We also have Io Edebiri,
yes.
who is a known representative
yes.
of the Great Ireland.
Yes.
How does it feel to be amongst your people tonight as you get to go to this incredible event?
Oh, it feels so right.
Do you great. Feel like Ireland is having a moment right now in the sense that I feel like Americans are obsessed with Ireland? And granted, I know there are a lot of Irish people in America, so it makes sense. But I feel like particularly in the last year, I think there's just been so much success from so many Irish actors globally.
Yeah.
But as an Irish person, do you feel that Irish fever that I feel?
Yeah. I mean, we're for such a small country, like we have so many like amazing artists coming out of it. And I think we just have such a pride. Like we're just so proud and to be Irish. And so it's lovely to see us kind of having our moment.
Having a moment. And a prolonged moment, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I was going to say, I hope that you feel, is it, so wait, it's something fire? What is it?
Oh, thank you. You hope that I feel quintessentially.
Quintessentially fire.
Met fire.
Met fire. There we go. Yeah, it's a special occasion. I hope you feel quintessentially met fire and have so much fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Evan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
Okay, so I am getting on the bus now to head over to the gala with the Loewe crew where I will journey over and drop my kids off at school, aka the VIPs. Okay, I am on the bus right now. The VIP bus. The energy is manic but exciting. The whole crew's here.
Stay standing as long as you can.
We just rolled up to the Met. I dropped the kids off at school and I'm heading back to the Carlisle now. So there you have it. That's all the inside scoop I got at this year's Met Gala. Huge, huge thank you to the Loewe team, as well as my producer, Sophia, for making this all happen and on such a tight timeline. I look forward to more Shut Up Evans in your ears very soon.